Describe a little bit the Hickel Highway, and then they developed what is now the Hall Road. So the ice road that you're talking about is now the path of the Hall Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Primarily.
Maybe can you kind of explain the stages?
The progression was the Hickel Highway was approved by Walter J. Hickel, Interior Secretary, and wanted his name as, instead of the Dalton Highway, it would have been the Hickel Highway. But in February of 70, late January or February of 1970, the oil company's taps took off and made their own road. And if you fly that old route, that old ice road that they put in, you'll see that they did it in the dark. There was no survey teams out in front of these guys. You see cat tracks where the blade down, they'd come to a bluff or a bank. They'd back up and turn this way. There's just helter-skelter. They were trying to pick up these old winter trails is what they were trying to do. But it was, you know, it's the middle of the winter. There's snow on the ground. And they built this ice road in to put in these camps with all of this machinery so they could, the government couldn't say, well, just pick up everything and move. There's no way you're going to move it without reestablishing an ice road. It all got tangled up in court. There was all these injunctions. This stuff was put in illegally. It kept working back and forth. It brought the whole pipeline project to float to the top. It came to a congressional vote, and Congress approved it on a real... Senate was split. Spiro Agnew cast the deciding vote on that. It was a split right down the middle. It was 50-50, literally. Spiro Agnew, the vice president, with very little time left in his tenure, cast that deciding vote for this routing of the pipeline. That's where that came from. That was their wedge to get mm-hmm. into this valley.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very contentious issue to build. It brought the whole, all this stuff, which was beneficial, the buried sections of the pipeline. The oil companies wanted to bury the pipeline in frozen ground. The environmentalists were fighting for elevated, became very contentious. There was the Arab oil embargo, and mm-hmm. there was some leveraging for this pipeline project. When it got approved, 1973, in the spring of 74, they started building this Hall Road. They surveyed the Hall Road, and it's distant. The old winter trails are basically where the pipeline pad is. The road was set just to the east here at Wiseman in this portion of the Middle Fork of the Keokuk Valley. The Hall Road was surveyed and set up on the hillside. And they had to build the road first to bring in accessibility for building the pipeline, so they built that road fast.
Really fast. I think it was in less than a year.
It was like they started in April and they were done in September.
Yeah, I mean, I was